Welcome to the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.
Are you over the time change? You're supposed to be, today is the day that you're supposed to have adapted.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
So,
I've never heard anyone make that.
No, I just read about it. I did a study on it.
All right.
I adapted immediately.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
I just decided that it's all about a mindset.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So jet lag, time's relative. I studied that.
Okay.
Depends on gravity, speed of light, that sort of stuff.
Are you saying that you do that with jet lag too? You just decide?
I just decided that, yeah.
I haven't had a chance to implement
this.
Oh, I see.
I know last time I was messed up for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, a long time.
But that was 2 months ago. Something I say to God every morning, I try to remember that one scripture, and it says, part of it says, show me the ways wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, just ask God that, like in your own life. Say that to him, because you're repeating scripture back to him. Like, Jesus memorizes all this scripture. He's got it all right there. Mm-hmm. It's good to have that. Tuck it away so you always have it. But show me the way where I should walk. Doesn't that answer all the questions?
It does.
I picture him like a snowplow, just like right in front of me. I'll just follow you. Like, just make it happen. I don't know what I'm doing. Big picture. I have to trust you. And then, for I lift up my soul unto you, it's like you're just ending it with going, I'm vulnerable here. You got me. I'm trusting you. Please make a way, because I don't know how to do this. You gotta respect this. You got to. There's a guy, videos going around. He's on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Appreciate listeners sending me this stuff, because they know quality content.
Thanks, listeners.
And they found this guy with a rubber glove that he's inflated and then put straws in the fingers and fastened it and made bagpipes out of it. Out of a rubber. I can check this out.
Are you gonna play it?
No. Well, yeah. Here we go. Okay. Check this out. It's rubber gloves, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay,
yes.
It's on mute, but it's not gonna be on mute. Hang on.
That
caught me by surprise. Listen to that. He's playing a rubber glove with some straws.
Doesn't quite have the tonality of actual bagpipes.
I think it does.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that is impressive.
All right.
You can't tell me. Now, you're a single woman.
I am.
If you met a guy
with a glove with straws in the fingers
and he's
and
like, check this
a
out. You wouldn't be like, now that
would be
cool.
Like Godspeed.
Godspeed. May the Lord bless you in the remainder of your days, of which I will not be a part. Yeah, it's so weird. That's like going to be my lasting literary contribution.
That's what you think?
Yeah, I posted something on Facebook years ago about the time change that happened last, you know, like the daylight savings time change.
Yes.
And it said something like, I will not be turning my clock back. I will live in the future.
Yes.
Your ways are quaint to me.
Right.
Like, dear people of the past, your ways are quaint to me.
Yes.
And it got on Reddit. Somebody lifted it from my Facebook still with the profile picture on there.
They crossed your name out.
Yeah, crossed my name out. And then it got on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And then people upvoted it.
Yeah.
And then now it's memes everywhere.
I just saw it the other day. And sometimes I forget. And then I saw it. I was like, I think Brant said that.
Yeah. They put it on different posters or pictures of
people. How do you feel about that?
A little bit proud, but a little bit ripped off.
I was going to say, there's no stream of income coming from that, is there?
I don't know. I wish. How do I cash in on this? No one's even going to believe me. I feel for people who pick up the Bible and they just are like, I want to learn, but don't know anything about it. It's really hard because it's so many different literary styles. It's a collection of books. It's a library of books.
Right.
And if you just pick it up and you don't know, it can be really hard. But I'll tell you this, and this really helped me to understand this, and it's all one story. Different literary styles, different things going on there, but it's all one story, and you can see, once you see it, can't unsee it.
You can see the arc of it.
You can see the arc of it. You can see that it's about Jesus from start to finish. The whole thing. That's what's so remarkable about it. But if you just go, I'll just grab something out of Deuteronomy here, and like, I don't understand this. Like, that's totally understandable.
Yeah.
It's different, again, it's different literary styles. So I just don't want you to get discouraged. Hey, so glad you're listening. There's so much to talk about, and I just want to... Oh, hang on a second.
Oh my goodness.
Pardon me? Okay, what? Okay, details?
Who are you talking to, Brent?
There's Tyrannosaurus
no one in this.
Okay, we have breaking animal news. We cover the animal news. Scientists say that Tyrannosaurus rexes, I mean, we know what they look like, right?
Yeah.
Little arms?
Yeah.
They say the little arms are actually deadly. That's what they're saying now. Trying to read more about this.
Yeah,
the tiny
sure.
arms of dangerous weapons viciously slash opponents. But I didn't know that. I don't think any of us knew that.
Okay.
That's a new thing.
What would you like us to do with this information?
I don't know.
Just
pass,
this
it's news. It's breaking.
Okay, yeah.
And it's not always an action point, Cherry.
I think it should be. I think we get a little farther.
You grew up
with
Sunday school. They always had an application.
That's right.
That's not the news. I don't like it. And so now you should.
Fine, Brant. T-Rex little arms.
I'm trying to figure out how would the T-Rex draw opponents in close
with
enough?
Those tiny little hands. That's what I'm trying to.
Like, come here. Get closer, please.
I'm going to slash you.
Come here. Oh, so we were talking about this earlier. I thought we could do more of this because I thought it might be helpful.
Okay.
Talk about defending the space. Like if it's your workspace or your home, like this is going to be a place where we're at peace.
Yes.
Where we can enjoy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Some ideas.
Okay.
I want to throw this out. Now we do this here at work. We try to make it a joyful place.
Yes.
And then same thing with my home, your home.
Yes.
I've always tried to set the tone. So number one thing, if you want to do this, gossip can't happen.
That's very true.
You can't be talking behind your people's back.
Yeah.
That's just going to undermine.
It adds a tension.
Right. Like, wait, I heard that from what?
Yeah.
I thought you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Here's another
That's
one.
That's good.
Yeah, I thought these were pretty good. I stole these from somebody else, but it's really good. being sarcastic in a mean way.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I mean, we like our ironic humor here.
We have a line.
But it can't be mean.
Yeah.
Same thing with your home. Like you got kids and one's being sarcastically mean. Like, no.
That's true.
This is not how we operate here. It's got to be a place where that doesn't happen. It's a fair question. What took you so long? I don't know. I don't know what took me so long.
What do you mean?
I don't know. For years, my dental hygienist has looked at me with disgust and said, why don't you get yourself one of them electric toothbrushes?
Yeah. I don't have one.
I just never thought I would do it. And then I went ahead. It's awesome.
Is it?
It's amazing.
It's better than a regular one?
Oh, yeah.
I've never had one.
Oh, my teeth are incredible. I've been using it 2 days.
Yeah.
Ah.
You've used it 2 days?
Yeah.
And this is enthusiasm.
It's rocking my world. I don't know what took me so long. Prayer is like a stalled car sometimes. Maybe you're not praying because you're not praying. And I'm saying this as somebody who struggles with this. If I can just get it started.
Mm-hmm.
Just put like you push a car, it's really hard to get moving. Then, okay, now we're going.
Yeah.
So just start. You don't have to be polished. You don't have to be great. You have to be honest is what you have to be. That's what you got to be.
Yeah.
Honest and humble. And get the thing moving. I know it's hard. Maybe it's not a good analogy, but I feel like I've been stalled out before. But if I could just start. It's a great point. You know the word faith? That's like a churchy word, right? I mean, can be. Mm-hmm. It's used for churches. Faith Baptist Church. Faith Church of blah, blah, blah. We use it in Christian context. The word trust means the same thing. If I have faith in something, I trust something.
Yeah.
We use trust. We don't call it trust Baptist. We use trust. We use trust on other signs as financial institutions.
Oh,
so
great point.
They're the ones that they don't want to use faith.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
No, it's true.
Yeah, they're right. Faith savings and loans is not going to be okay.
No, they don't want faith savings and loans. They want trust. It's First Federal Faith Institution. Mm-hmm. So faith gets this rap like, well, that's just completely irrational. And trust is like, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense. And then we get to pretend like faith is anti-reality or something. It's not. It's having confidence in something. But I put my confidence, I have faith in God. I put my confidence in him for several reasons. One of them is, honestly, my experience. He's always been faithful. So it's not irrational. And my understanding of the Bible is not based on irrationality. Any more than how I choose a bank. Like everybody puts their faith in something.
what's going to be left standing at the end, I'm confident it's his kingdom.
Everything's okay. But I had a little family health scare the other day, and immediately go through all these worst case scenarios. Mm-hmm. Worst case. And I know the worst case scenarios for you, as well as me, for all of us, can sometimes be in the back of our mind. But it's there, and we can be anxious about it. What if this? What if that? The worst case scenario. And you can't imagine being at peace if something like that happened. How could you possibly even cope? Fair to feel that way. You know what I've noticed, though? As I've observed people who know God, they say the same thing a lot. The people who've gone through the worst case scenarios, and that's that he showed up in a way that they never experienced before. I hear that a lot. So it's like they didn't show up that way before they needed it. His timing is really good.
Yeah.
But maybe think about that. Maybe, yeah, right now, maybe you couldn't handle it. But when it does happen,
he's faithful.
He's faithful, and you will be able to because of him showing up in a way that you didn't need him to show up that way before. Oh, check out this guy. His name is Dalton. He just set a record. He's 20 years old. He's the fastest clapper in the world.
I didn't know we had a competition going.
I didn't either, okay. But as soon as I heard about it, I'm like, much respect, bro. Because I can clap pretty fast. Yeah. I feel like this is pretty fast.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, check this out.
You're going to play it for us.
Yeah, yeah. You can hear him. So this is him, 20 years old, from Iowa.
Okay.
He can clap. I'll play part of this video so you can hear it, and then I'll fast forward it so you can hear it, because I think he gets a little faster as he goes. So,
okay.
This is him. Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right. One dude. One dude.
Okay. All right.
He does this for a full 60 seconds.
I don't think we need.
We're like 4 seconds into it, but that's probably
enough.
There you go.
We do understand.
There's Dalton.
All right.
Let's check in with him. He's still going.
Okay.
Put some respect on him. Warning, you might think this is weird, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. I don't think it's weird. You know, like, ultimately, there's this Tower of Babel story in the Old Testament, right? Mm-hmm. And so everybody breaks into these different languages, can't communicate. Well, in the kingdom of God and its fullness, like heaven together, we're not going to have that language problem, right? I'm not going to be like, I don't understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be English. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Spanish. It's not going to be Mandarin. It's not going to be Russian. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be? How about music? How about music? I mean, we're going to recognize other things in heaven, like the trees and things. It's the new heaven and new earth. Like, things will be restored and things are going to resonate. And we're all going to be maybe speaking in music to each other in a way we all understand, that's deeply in accord with each other. Like, it's in accord.
Harmony.
It's harmonic.
Yeah.
Maybe in dimensions we can't even understand, but there's something so beautiful about music that we have now. Imagine it then. This is helpful to me, maybe to other people. I found a list of guy rules.
Okay.
Now, sure, I come across as like, I got it all together,
sure,
and so
absolutely.
We slick,
yes,
and all that.
but
uh-huh. I actually do need to read these. I'm like, okay,
what are they?
Well, there's rules like you never acknowledge that you know what kind of conditioner you use. Somebody asks you, you can't say, "Oh, Prel," okay, or something.
Prel.
You have to be like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
All right.
Okay. That's a guy thing. I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't speak ill of another man's dog. That's so true.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, it just cuts to the quick.
If
somebody said something about cozy to me, like, oh, I don't like cozy. But you can say it about a cat, because a guy would be like, yeah. Yeah, it's true. No, it's true.
What in the world? Okay, go
this
ahead.
Hurt, and it explains why it hasn't worked.
Okay.
It says, no guy should attempt to pick his own nickname.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to get DJ Smooth going.
I remember, wasn't there something with toast?
Oh, yeah, I tried that too. There's
a
lot of them. None of them really took off. Fellowship Home Loans sponsors our podcast. We really appreciate them. Mike and Brian, we have really grown to appreciate them personally and also what they do with Fellowship Home Loans. Outstanding. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Or you can just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Big podcast announcement.
Oh, great.
Here we go. We're a little too loud. Alrighty. Sorry about that. But
it's okay.
Pretty excited about this. I hope you like it. I sort of already gave this announcement, but not really totally. Not a total announcement.
This is just the worst announcement.
It really is. It's the lack of charisma. It's the lack of specificity. Okay, so Unoffendable is being re-released, and it's coming out very soon.
Yes.
A revised, expanded edition with a new cover and stuff.
Nice. And new cover. I didn't know that.
I wrote a couple. Yeah, it's cool. Here, okay. I'll show it to you. It's got the black
thing. Oh, look at that.
Classy.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that. And so I wrote a couple extra chapters for it and revised some things, included some extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, there's a video curriculum that's coming out with it. So it's me, six different sessions doing this thing. Maybe you've seen these sort of things before. It's for small groups.
I was going to say it's very popular with small groups.
Businesses,
and
that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a study guide, a curriculum for everybody. So you can buy that. And you can watch the trailer for this. It's up at unoffendablebook.com. You can pre-order the book. You can pre-order the video curriculum. It's a great way to talk about this. And again, I'm excited about it because it's my thing, right? Mm-hmm. But it's my thing because I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is discipleship. I think this is a missing piece for people. Mm-hmm. It's missing.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to talk about this.
The video series is fantastic.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Ahead.
No, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
But Sherry has a cameo in it. And
I forgot I did that.
Very funny.
Yeah.
So we did these little bits that weren't just, let me put it this way. Like, usually they're like, we'll do a walk and talk with you with cameras. You can walk down the beach as you're talking about whatever, or you're at a coffee shop, or they make it cool. I can't do that.
Right.
I'm just not a natural that way. I don't like video that way. I like being goofy on video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like being myself.
Okay.
And it just bothers me. And I can't read the teleprompter. They're like, we'll put everything on a teleprompter. You write it, and then you can just read it off of that. Like, I can't do that because my eyes move back and forth. So what they did was really brilliant. And this production company said, tell you what, let's meet somewhere else. We'll meet in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll find this old building. We'll set it up like a comedy club. And that way we'll get some people there, and you can talk to them and not the camera. Like, that's perfect.
It was wonderful.
And Sherry came up there. And we did some extra little sketches that tie in.
And they're very much you.
Yeah.
This is very much in your voice.
I felt better about that.
Yeah.
Like that, because it was goofy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's extra stuff. But just go watch the trailer. I think you might get a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the podcast, I think you will. And you'll enjoy seeing the little cameo from Sherry in there as well. So,
and if you've been trying, I know so many people have wanted to do expanded studies on the book. This is a way to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd be like me talking for 16, 18 minutes and with a live crowd, and then you discuss it. It's got good questions and that sort of stuff. Just really excited about it. I hope it starts a lot of conversations, and I think it's going to be so good just to talk about this stuff with people. So if you want to check it out, you can even get, I think, the second session. They'll let you watch all the way through, so you get a handle on kind of how it works. But there's the trailer up there, too. It's all at unoffendablebook.com. That's where the publisher put everything. Unoffendablebook.com. You can pre-order the books. Maybe it'll make a great gift for people if you want. Also, the video curriculum, too. So thank you for listening to this. I hate selling stuff. But on the other hand, if you believe in it, it makes it easier.
It does. And, you know, I know you don't need me to tell you this, but not just that it's a part of what we do, number one. But number two, this is really good.
It is. I feel like it's good, too.
It is really, really
good. The material.
Good. I'm so glad that I was there to watch it and be a part of it.
Yeah, that was a real boost for me to have you go.
Yeah,
that was good. Good.
Yeah.
Keep doing that.
Very, very good.
So check it out, unoffendablebook.com. Thanks for doing that. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, there's free stuff if you pre-order the book or the study or both. There's free stuff, and you need to know about this because you're actually part of it, and I forgot to tell you.
Oh, interesting.
You get the first three chapters of the book, in case you don't have that already.
Nice.
The first video session will be yours too. You can have that and the first session of the study guide so you can see how it works.
Oh, that's fun.
You get an exclusive podcast from me I already recorded, and that's about being unoffendable during the holidays. I think I wrote about that. And then the opportunity to sign up for an exclusive virtual event with Brant and Sherry. So, Sherry, you might want to sign up for that now that you know about
it. Now that I know about it, sure. I think I will. It sounds wonderful.
It's going to be really fun. So if you want to do it, it's unoffendablebook.com.
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.